Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Can we talk about the bathroom thing? I know. Oh, yeah.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything, but there's a list of unusual things we do in the bathroom. And I don't think I do a single thing that's on this list in the bathroom. And
I don't believe that.
I don't. I mean, I will admit I do random things that you guys would freak out. Like, I do almost everything in the shower. Like, almost everything.
You brush your teeth, you clip your nails, you shave, you're doing it. Yeah.
100%. I shave anything on my body that needs shaved is in the shower. Anything that needs brushed, combed. Yeah, and nails, they go straight down the drain. You don't have, where do you clip your nails?
Far away from drains.
Oh, yeah, but if you're, because I've tried to stand over a garbage thing, and no matter what, it's like, bink, and it's flying somewhere, and then eventually I find a nail in something.
There is that.
But if I'm in the shower, the door's closed, the nails are like, it is the best place to clip your nails. You should try it.
But they're soft from the wet, and you don't want to do that.
You don't have to get them. You do it first thing when you walk in. I want everyone to try the experiment. Okay, so here's the things. Okay, I maybe do one, but only on vacation. Number 10, unusual things we do in the shower. Or no, I'm sorry, in the bathroom. Hanging stuff up to dry.
For sure, on vacation.
That's the only time I do it. Nobody does it at home.
Like a bathing suit or a towel. Or
yeah. Well, I mean, your towels hang up every day, right?
Yeah.
So that, Yeah.
Are women still hanging nylons? Remember that back in the day, they would hang nylons?
I do remember having to remove a whole bunch of crap to take a shower when I was a kid.
Right.
My mom, it was like a
they were hanging.
It was like a leg factory. It's really,
it was a little crazy.
And then you felt weird touching them because they were your mom's.
Yes.
You're like grabbing your mom's naughty bits.
Okay.
Oh my God, I had repressed the crap out
me
of that
too.
Memory.
They used to hang their stuff over the shower curtain.
Is there maybe a correlation to you cutting your nails?
It could be.
Your feet and the, I don't know.
I finally decided I'm just going to do everything in there. Grow legs and cut my nails. Yeah, no, I don't. I've not seen, I don't think so. I don't think women wear nylons anymore.
Not really.
When was the last time you saw a woman in nylons that wasn't at a funeral?
Good call.
And even then.
Wow. Right?
All right. Having coffee or tea. By the way, beer made the list at number 25.
Wait, in the bathroom?
Who drinks in the bathroom?
Fecal?
A shower beer?
Yeah.
That was a big,
big
thing.
That is a thing I do.
And I drink everywhere. What am I thinking?
No. Hot, super hot, 90-something degree day. You have done, like, Steve, you've done all the weed pulling. You've gotten the satisfaction of getting the root, and you're just sweaty to the core. The dirt is actually stuck on your skin. You're looking down like it's mulch day. So the brown stain from the mulch is all over your body, and you need to go take a shower. You bring... And by God, if you take this wrong, Miller Genuine Draft or
Miller High Life.
Miller High Life. Yeah. I'm not insulting you. Your beer is terrible, but it's the champagne of beers, and it's the best shower beer there is.
I'll give you that one.
Because it's just, and it's the thing's tall and just looks right in your shower.
Yeah.
Yes, I've done that.
Yeah, I've done that too, of course.
So you guys think drinking alone in a shower is a good sign? You're not. Isn't that one of the alcohol?
I never said I was alone.
Okay, I'll give you that. All right.
I think having coffee in the bathroom is weird.
Yeah, I agree.
Although I think women do it.
Yeah,
Aaron's also, because you know why? Because they take when we get out of the shower, what's left to do in the bathroom? You dry off and you bounce.
Go.
They got to put on makeup and blow dry their hair so they could be sipping a cappuccino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. It's not. That's a female one then. Falling asleep in the tub.
Intentionally?
I mean, who does anybody in this room take baths?
No.
Only during like the fall or winter when I
you
get
do?
Really cold. And then I put a bath bomb in.
Don't you then just, you know, don't you just have purple skin then?
Yeah. I told you, the fall.
It's a perk.
Falling asleep on the toilet made the list at 33.
On the toilet?
Buddy, I don't want to hear any incredulity out of your face when it comes.
I read to stay awake on the toilet.
Number six, I know at least one person in the room would do this. Taking a phone call in the bathroom.
Oh, I'm texting. I'm returning calls. Yeah.
No one in this room other than Steve would do that.
No. What's wrong with that? I refuse to.
What's wrong with it?
It's not disrespectful. They don't know where I'm conversing
but,
from.
But in one or more of the conversations that I've had with you.
Was it hollow? You couldn't hear.
It's not the hollow. It's that you tried to run and flush.
And you got caught. And I hold the phone.
You hold it, yes. And because it's your contractor's fault.
Dang it.
Because he got you the good toilets.
That's right.
They're loud as hell.
So the run and
like,
flush.
Whoosh. And I'm like, wait, were you pooping this whole time?
No.
So that's a terrible one. Trying on new clothes. Depends on how big your bathroom is.
Yeah.
And we have bedrooms for that.
Do you have a full-length mirror?
No.
I mean, you have to have a full-length mirror. I'm thinking about getting a full-length mirror in my bedroom.
For the bedroom?
I'm trying yoga, you guys.
You want to see how you look doing it?
Well, it's really bad. When you're a boy and they say arch your back, you're not arching your back. Mm. I just want you to know. I think I need a yoga instructor just to come to my house and just like beat me on the back every time I'm not doing it. It's not sexual. I'm just saying.
But men, do we need a whole floor length?
You want to see how...
I'm wearing jeans to the bottom half, so I don't need to really see
don't
that.
Don't you want to see like how your tushy looks in the jeans?
I always feel more confident when I don't see myself before I leave.
You know what's so funny? I almost never look in the mirror. So I've spent days with crap on my face or stuff in my teeth. Just yesterday, I have a water pick and no one needed to borrow it. And I'm like, first things first. And I went to show him and I smiled and there was a huge thing between my two front teeth. And I'm recounting every single place I'd been for less. I'm just like the sheer horror that everybody had on their face. So, no, I don't, anybody else try on clothes?
No,
not in the bathroom.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All these are like fecal playgrounds.
Thank you.
Cause then you're, yeah. Hanging out in the bathroom to avoid people.
Yeah, I do that.
Well, like at a party or
what?
Yeah. Or out and about.
Who are you hiding from?
What are you talking like, out and about?
Friends,
like you
family?
Just go to like your Cherry Creek Mall and you just go hang out in the bathroom?
If I see someone I know, I am one of the most awkward people. So it's like, do I say hi? Are they going to recognize me? Like I go through a whole monologue.
So I'm just like, go hide.
So if you saw us, one of us three.
No, you guys would be fine.
Oh, okay.
But it's like that awkward person from high school, and it's like, we were kind of friends, but we don't really talk anymore.
I see that.
So I'm just going to avoid everything.
Because like if you're at a party and you go in the bathroom to avoid people, then you're the pooper.
Yeah.
Because they just assume you're pooping.
And then you're backing up the line.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to number three, because I've been at plenty of parties where this happened, relations. I've related in the shower. I know people who have the toilet relation fetish.
Hmm.
I don't get that one.
I didn't know that was.
No, not the toilet. Bathroom, you know.
Really?
Left my mark.
Because there's a mirror there or why?
No, I don't know. There was one time we were in the bathroom. It was kind of a party situation. Then we were broken up by a priest who was over. It was an adult dinner party.
Wait.
So I don't recommend it.
Let that marinate for a minute. And Steve has to jump in with wait a minute. Hold on. I mean, having relations, like, yeah, I wouldn't have relations at a party where there was a priest. Because the possibility of him.
That's probably the smarter decision.
Yeah, rolling in. I don't find the bathroom hot.
Is someone else's bathroom?
Everything's rigid.
Does your bathroom?
Any bathroom. Like, it's not. I've had relations in the family bathrooms at DIA just out of that's the only place you could.
Mm-hmm.
Like my girl, this was pre 9/11. It was like, that's all we had. I would come up from throwing bags. She'd be like, I'm there. And then the special knock on the door. It gets to a point where you should like, I've never admitted this part of it. And I feel really terrible. She would bring a stroller to the airport.
Oh, smart.
So then she rolls in with the thing all covered, so it looks like
it's your accoutrement.
The baby's in there, so she's going in, and then I come and do the knock on the door, and then I'll help change our newborn.
That's a euphemism for.
I have a friend who was doing that in an airport bathroom, and they actually broke the sink off the wall.
See, people.
We use the changing table.
I don't think that's sturdier than.
Oh no, no, it's not the kind that folds down. The family bathroom. It's a counter with a like a railing for gription.
Wall mount vanities.
Don't. Yes. They're not, especially when it's all hangy and stuff. Yes. Don't. They're not strong enough. Two more on our list of unusual things people do in the bathroom: reading a book.
Yes, I catch up on my.
I just like, dude, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to be there that long?
I'm not. I don't do it all the time. It's just those few.
How
times
many chapters you get done? How many pages?
Minimum 3 or 4, maybe. But that's just on a. But sometimes you got to let, you know, we can't rush stuff. And so what?
Nobody else in this room reads, right?
No.
No. Mm-mm.
I mean, you're allowed to play a game on your phone or something at max. But even then, I don't want my phone out.
What's the difference between reading and playing?
I don't know. Something about the porousness of the paper, I think.
It's a Kindle. Fire HD.
It does if you have like a bookshelf in the toilet area of the bathroom. That just feels.
When I go to a friend's house like, and they have magazines or books in there, I'm like, you sick.
Yeah. That's a little nasty.
Like, you can never move it to the living room bookshelf once it's in there.
Once it's a bathroom book, it's a bathroom book.
Well, like I said, that McConaughey book that you lent. No.
Oh, God! Keep it!
It's not. It's a bedroom.
Keep it!
Which worse, my bedroom book?
Oh, my God! Keep the book!
I'm just sleeping. Okay, all right.
You sleep naked. I don't. Damn it. Will you just go and buy me another book?
I'm not rolling on the floor. Like
the last one that I really don't understand is crying. People go in the bathroom to cry.
To hide, yeah.
Like in a part where, like your own house? Who's cutting?
I guess I get
here.
It.
Here.
Oh, God, Aaron.
Oh, wow. You guys go, you ladies sneak off and go.
I would say more than just ladies.
Have you seen men in the crying?
Yeah, like out in public or where it's just like you don't want to break down at dinner. So you just excuse yourself real quick.
But then you come back looking like you have an allergy. Do you say something like, ooh, hay fever?
Or no, I'm straight up like, sorry, just cried.
I wept.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!